have received applications from literally all over the country, and we're very happy to be able to present this award. A 1954 graduate of Salem High School, Grace Carolyn Brown received her registered nurse's training through Metropolitan General Hospital and then earned bachelor's and master's degrees in nursing from the Francis Payne Bolden School of Nursing, which is now part of Case Western Reserve University. In 1979, she earned a PhD in Higher Education Administration from Nova University, now Nova Southeastern University of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. While working for the Visiting Nurses Association in the late 1960s, she was asked to teach in the Associate Degree Nursing Program at Cuyahoga Community College, their Western campus in Parma, Ohio, which is also known as Tri-C. As Tri-C expanded into one of the largest community colleges in the nation, Brown's responsibilities also grew as well. She became director of Tri-C's entire nursing program and then was promoted to college-wide executive vice president of academic affairs. From 1987 to 1992, she was president of the college's then new Eastern campus, which opened a unified technology center early in the personal computer era. In 1992, she accepted the presidency of Roxbury Community College. For the urban college's mostly underprivileged foreign African-American students, Brown provided stable leadership both in the college and in the community for more than a decade. She had her share of challenges, including a 30-hour student protest that she brought to a peaceful end. It was an exhausting 11 years when I was there, never a time of peace. It took everything I had, she said. During Brown's tenure, the college became accredited for the first time. The nursing program and several other programs gained national discipline-specific credentials. She obtained behind-the-scenes help from Harvard University educators and librarians to modernize the community college's library. She won state funding to build a new athletic center and then started a guest lecture series to raise Roxbury Community College's profile and students' aspirations. After 11 years, Brown resigned from Roxbury Community College, took a year-long sabbatical, and then returned to Ohio, where she devoted her attention to her then-teenage daughter, Julia Marie Grace Brown. In 2005, at a time when many of her contemporaries were retiring, Brown became an associate nun in the Sisters of St. Joseph and received seminary training as a pastoral minister. Nuns are my heroes. They are all over the world saving lives and improving life for all whom they touch, she said. She now leads activities at a church in the Howe neighborhood of Cleveland and serves on the Roman Catholic Diocese of Cleveland Committee on Racism. Brown also delights spending time with her four-year-old grandson, Jeremiah Ryan. Her own grandparents, Granville V. Woods and Grace Woods, were extremely important to her and vital to her who she is today. Dr. Brown learned about nursing from her grandmother, who took care of the neighbors, and she also would like to thank her grandfather, who patiently served as her first patient when she was a little girl. When she was about 18 months old, Brown moved into the West Wilson home, street home in Salem, that her grandfather had built. Mr. and Mrs. Woods provided a stable home while her mother, Julia Lavinia Wood Brown, of class of 34, attended college in Cleveland. Brown's father was Edward Brown of Kent, Ohio. Her mother's brother, Granville C. Woods, class of 35, was also a positive influence in her life. Brown said she grew up as a very confident, very open, and secure child. I wasn't afraid of people. I was a true Salemite and went to school and made friends with everybody around. I was secure. Brown attended Salem Public Schools from kindergarten through high school. Her education also involved immersing herself in the Salem Public Library's book collection, reading one author at a time. I lived in the library. The librarians were wonderful, she said. From the great Salem High School class of 1954, please help me give a warm Salem High School alumni welcome to the 2015 Most Honored Alumnus, Dr. Grace Carolyn Brown.
And saw where I was, and I thought, well, I better get through this pretty quick because alumnus of Salem High School, and I'm humbled by this. Mindful that we as alums represent the history of Salem, the result of the tremendous and meaningful work of the faculty and staff of Salem High School. You are like stars that we look up to, stars that we don't take for granted. And I want to thank the faculty and staff, if they're any here, and the superintendent and principal of Salem High School. And to the Alumni Association, you are also to be commended for carrying out the work that opened so many doors. Had my class had that much money, there'd be more of us here. Class of 2015, honored alumni, parents, and friends, I invite you to travel with me for just the next few minutes. You will agree that history is the mother of our future. Last century was remarkable, the scene of two world wars where our countrymen and women fought and died for our freedom. Growing up in Salem, we used to know nearly everyone who walked among us. We knew who your mother and father was, where they worked, what they stood for. But as worldwide communications became common, our sense of purpose changed. Specific things began to stand out. Names of people we don't know. Einstein, Freud, geniuses in science, psychoanalysis, pharmacological discoveries that changed medical science. And we found new ways to farm and get some crops to grow without the good earth. New genres were influenced by new methods. Space technology, we walked on the moon and landed on Mars. And now we are aware that we are just one of millions of galaxies. You may remember Mahatma Gandhi spoke peace to a revolution, and the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. raised us up to care for one another in this society and said to hold hands when we go out in the world. This century, whatever we do, important or not, someone wants to know. Whether about friends or foes. Satellite transmission invades every inch of geography in real time. www. has redefined the rules of communication. Cell phones transmit pictures in seconds, provide proof of who, what, when, and where in any given situation. Time now has a price tag on it. What we believe for most, if not all, of our history is that birth defines us. Now we know it may not. People marry because of their love for each other, regardless of the physical circumstances of their birth. I was taught to respectfully ignore differences and love and let live. Now our words and actions are transmitted and defined from technological altars where we seem to be placing our trust. In spite of all the invasions, inventions, intents, some very important areas of our lives have not changed. Opportunity. As recent alumni, you have chosen to concentrate on the educational field of your choice. You know you're not limited to the choices you make today. As you may know, many fields of work and technical expertise are transferable. Opportunities for you are boundless. The most important lesson I learned was that from where I stood, one door opens to many different opportunities. If you choose and have confidence, yes, you can. Stop signs. Put on your armor and shield when you go out into battle. Experience the world with your seat belt fastened, and do not text when you drive. Alert. There are some unhappy people out there who did not have a mother and who thought she was the most wonderful person in the world, or a band director who really thought you could play this instrument while you marched and at the same time. Not everyone has had parents and neighbors you can trust. Now there are thousands of articles and books about how to live your life and what you ought to do. Yet the bedrock book is still the best-selling Bible. Preachers and teachers inform us about the greatest love ever known and about the sins of envy, hate, jealousy, bitterness. You have been taught right from wrong. Go right. Some dramatists claim that there are only five major plots that are spun into marvelous stories and dramatic scenes. What is your story? When I went to Times Square in New York on a train from Salem as a young teenager, I was amazed. I stood in awe watching. Now it's a place that is simply on my way to another meeting. While traveling in Rome, Italy, walking in the great cathedrals with breathtaking art and symbols, I realized that we were just 13 miles from Africa, Egypt, ancient civilizations, ivory, gold, diamonds. In the sunshine of California, the Hawaiian Islands, or in the rivers and deserts of Israel, the place where the Old Testament comes alive and the New Testament was born, I came to understand and see the reason for what I had been taught as a child here in Salem. Wherever you go in the world, respect. I entered a mosque only after I had put on the skirt and the headscarf. Power. We talk very much about wanting the power. We see it on television and in our toys. If you really want power to be able to walk up to kings and presidents and knock on the door and ask for money and get it, you might take a look at Mother Teresa, who walked from Yugoslavia to India on a mission to bring dignity to those dying in gutters and became a legend in world history because she was driven to care and now has drawn 4,000 Indian girls to become nuns and follow in her footsteps. Nothing and no one can stop you from your destiny. Yes, you can. Salem, we are known for being a caring and giving people, and there are wonderful leaders here who can teach us about leadership, a strong sense of purpose, giving to others, alums who do not hesitate one moment to lift you up, people who really care about what happens to you. That we should be thankful for all of our lives, this beginning, this Salem High School. Let me end by telling you a story. When I was about 3 years old, I had a nurse's kit that I safely tucked behind my granddaddy's chair. And every night when he came home from work after we had supper, every night, he would light his pipe and rest in the big green leather chair by the dining room window. I would bring out my nurse's kit and examine his hands. I would find some mark or scratch and put medicine on it and bandage it up tightly. Then as I reached for the candy pills for him to take, when I turned around, the bandages were gone. I no looked everywhere for them while he laughed with joy at my amazement. Wide-eyed, I looked everywhere, and the bandages were gone. Gone like magic. I have never forgotten those moments. Teachers work with us, and sometimes, suddenly, the lights come on. The bandages are gone. Every time I have been called to save a life, to be the president of a challenged institution, adopt an infant, move, an inner knowing has taken over, and life ebbing out would return, and a good life was restored. Over and over and over again, the bandages disappeared. Whenever we act out of a heart of love and caring, then like magic, faith appears. Later we begin to think about the crucifixion, and then Easter morning when the stone rolled away and the bandages were gone. Many poems and stories have been written, and there are many new discoveries and inventions in this world of fantastic achievement. But there is a great unlimited space for you and I to make life more wonderful for others.